Good evening, everybody. It is I.
It is I.
Anyway, let me just check something real quick here.
Dock, terminal, finder, terminal, SE, sauce terminal, dash, new line. Seven Echo Pro, 22, up 3 days, 9:30.
Okay.
Log out, finder, close all.
So, I have a question real quick for you guys, and I plan on doing research on this on my own, just in case, you know, no one knows the answer and wants to know as well. I download files from my Linode using wget and FTP. Don't ask me why, I just do it. So, you know, don't ask any questions, just follow my steps. So, well, not exactly. But anyway, so I download files using FTP and wget, or using wget and FTP. So I have a hidden script, so that way no one, you know, can do my password and all that stuff, so. Or the password of the account that I have the files stored into. Well, okay, so any file that I download through wget and FTP shows up as UTC plus 7. And that's right. That's correct. Do you know how awkward it is to see a file 7 hours in the future? When I download these files with Transmit, I'm fine. But, you know, I don't always want to launch Transmit, and I don't always want to launch LFTP. And I don't think there is a get star file thing. I just don't want to log in, you know, using LFTP all the time on my Mac. I can, I just don't want to. And I don't want to do an SCP. I'm not really good at that command, so I need to practice with that. So I use wget and FTP, and I like the progress bar that is shown when that happens. It's actually sweet. Better than curls, in my opinion. So, yeah. I want to know how to do the time zones locally, so that way I'm not staring at a file 7 hours into the future when it's right, but I just don't like UTC time. It confuses the bee jabbers out of me sometimes. So I'd rather see something at 4:30 p.m. PDT, not 11:30 p.m. PDT. So, anyway, guys, I will talk to all of you later. And for those of you guys who don't want to, who don't have Audio Boom, open the URL in your address browser and, in your browser and copy and, sorry, open the URL in your browser and add .mp3, Mike Papa 3 to the end of the URL and then just start playing it. So it works every single time. You can even download the file if you want to, although I wouldn't want to download this. So, anyway, guys, I am going to be heading off to bed, and I will talk to all of you later. Have fun.